Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I mean, when you look at what Taron's been able to do and who's around him at times or who's been around him, you know, you want a veteran voice and a guy that's played in our system for a few years, and he's done that. And I think Taron's playing really good football, and, you know, I expect he'll continue to do that.
Sean McDermott on Taron Johnson. Ross Tucker in 15 minutes or less here on WGR. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Heard an ad for Jeremy's, got an event coming up at the stadium, and I thought to myself, I know who's playing at the stadium Sunday. This Sunday, I mean. It's not Jeremy, and it's not the Bills. It's also not like Garth Brooks.
Is there a drum competition or something?
There is a lacrosse tournament that I will be at. Julius is playing on the field on Sunday. Yes.
All right.
Cool moment.
Yeah, for sure.
I have loved this. I think I've talked to you about this privately, just how he's been into sports since he was like four or five. Like, he's always done something. We did speed skating. We did box lacrosse with Tuscarora, soccer, everything. Mm-hmm. Not football, but almost everything. And, you know, like, it gets expensive. You certainly know this as well as anybody. It gets to be like that serious commitment. He's almost to that age.
Yeah.
And I've just kind of been, when I see him like on his own go practice and go do it, then I'm ready, you know, to open the doors, you know, like.
Yep.
And that has happened with this sport. Yeah. It happened. I got to be careful I don't say too much. Like, with lacrosse, we did not have an easy time sort of finding, as parents, like finding a spot for him. You know, like, it didn't really run through the town. And we're talking about programs that are outside of school. So he, I mean, he's got his device, you know, and he went and found this. Like, I didn't know who to call.
The group that he's playing with, he found.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. And so he and they connected, and, you know, like, okay, all right, we'll take it from here, right? let the parents take it from here. And, you know, my wife went to one practice and I went to another, and it was impressive. And, you know, he's like getting out of bed, taking his stick. Mike Lesikowski gave us a net that his family grew out of, right?
Yep.
So he's got his net in the backyard, and he just gets up. Not, you know, now there's school, but in the summer, like, gets up and goes outside and shoots balls and, you know, works on his game. What meets up with friends, and they play lacrosse.
Yep.
So
that's a good.
That's it.
That's the good stuff. That is a very good spot. I would say, anyway, from my that is where you want. That's where you want to be. Like, if you are putting resources into it, contemplating putting more resources into it, you want to see that sort of, like, you know, he likes it. It's not just to make you happy or whatever. He's got motivation. It's singular motivation for himself. I want to go do this.
Right.
And that's the best.
To me, like, I've always felt that's necessary.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, without that, then I feel like I'm sort of dragging you, or maybe you're not doing it because you really like the sport. Just for the social stuff, he's like that kid. He's very good with the other kids. So, like, he likes to be in the group. He likes to be on the team.
Yep.
But do I want to spend $1,000 to send you to a tournament in Virginia?
Yeah.
Like, maybe not, right?
Right.
So, this way, I mean.
Yep, that's right. You know, I 100%. I don't know if I, you know, it's quite a long time ago now. But before things got serious for Owen, like, before, you know, before he got drafted in the OHL and all that, like, he was still playing Bisons, pretty, you know, not AAA hockey, AA hockey. And, but it was, you know, he's starting to work with David Leggio and Marty Baron and Brett Bennett, different, you know, goalie coaches in the area that have had a lot of success with a lot of guys that have gone on to do really cool things. And, but he still wasn't, you know, it wasn't He wasn't on a big-time team yet. He was really nowhere. But he was starting to show some promise, and these guys that he was working with, all the men I just mentioned, would say, you know, this, that, and the other. And I sort of didn't want to push, and I waited. That year, the last year with the Bisons before he went to the Regals when he was 15, I was sort of waiting for him to come to me and say, I want to join the gym. I didn't want to suggest it. I didn't want to push that way. I wanted to see if he would figure it out. And when he did, I was like, all right.
Yeah.
Plankin Wright will go join a gym. I was kind of waiting to see if you were going to want to take that step. And he did. And that was a good moment.
Cool. So that's where I'll be Sunday morning. You know, of course I'll be entering 70 lineups, but
good deal. Right.
Got to do it somewhere.
Hope that Wi-Fi is working.
Might as well do it there. I'll look up.
Is that a tournament, or is there one game, or like what is that?
I think it's a certain
festival kind of
yes.
thing.
Yes. Yep. He had one on Sunday as well. All right. Ross Tucker next. What is it like? What was it like for these Bills playing in that heat? We'll talk to Ross about that game tonight's and, of course, Bills Ravens. We'll do that all after the update. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.